here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Richard Barnhill. And Richard, where are you, who are you with?
I'm with Mazur and Hockman. We're peanut brokers.
Okay. And your talk today was on supply and demand and the numbers for the peanut growers here. What was your main message for the growers?
I think the main message is that even though the crop is going to be big this year, that there's plenty of demand for peanuts and that we need to maintain acres about the same as we have now. And the market is going to make sure that peanuts stay competitive with the other commodities.
And where is the demand coming from mainly?
The demand mainly is the U.S. I mean, 80% of the peanuts will be used in the U.S., and then the balance is for oil crushing and for export.
Well, how much has the export market been expanding at all, or is it staying pretty much the same?
It is expanding. Due to the weakness in the dollar, the exports are in much bigger demand. It's kind of like they get a discount by buying from the U.S. because the dollar's cheap. And over a five-year average, I'd say we've averaged 350,000 farmer stock tons, and this year we would expect it to be over 400,000 farmer stock tons.
Are there any countries that, in particular, that are getting more into getting U.S. peanuts?
Europe, the European Union, all of the countries over there have always been importers of U.S. peanuts. Canada is a big user, and Mexico is a big user. Probably our three biggest markets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what does this all mean for growers then, as far as what they should be looking at in terms of their plans for at least especially the upcoming year?
Mm-hmm. I'd say for the 2009 crop, which will be the next decision they'll make. A farmer should definitely be considering peanuts. Don't be thinking that, corn is the best thing and I'm going to just plant all corn, but save room in their plan and in their rotations to keep peanuts in there.
Is there any potential for peanuts as far demand for peanut oil in the biofuels market?
You know, I think it's a great idea, and it does work. The problem is, economically, at least the numbers I've seen, is it's too expensive to use peanut oil for diesel fuel.
All right, Richard, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's all. I enjoyed being here.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks.